Simon Sin, Shin Samach, Sif Gimel. Hayu Shloisha. So there's three people out there, which theoretically we said before in Sif Aleph, there's three people, you give it a lach of a shiur, and they can make the area as large as they want, as long as it's the area which they're using. And they can carry. There's no limitation of basis. But, so they made three different areas, one immediately adjacent to the other. They made a Rubei Chatzeres between them. So you're allowed to carry. So, but the total area is more than base aside. Each one has its own section, which is base aside. So the total six base saw spread out the way it's, however it's spread out. Like this. The two outer people, A and C, or Aleph and Gimel, if you want to refer them, right? They made large areas. The guy in the middle made a longer, thinner area. So we have the idea that, so now, from his end, he doesn't see any walls. But the person standing here, the walls extend beyond the middle section. So, if the outer ones are wide and the inner one is more narrow, the middle one is open at both ends, totally, to the two outer ones. But the outer one, lachitzanim, sheyesh lam gefufim, oitzin alof mikotzan. They have gefufim, gefufim was that part where it sticks it right, the shoulders next to it.
But he's not completely closed in, he's partially closed.
Right, but he's open up totally on one end, and that's a problem, he's totally porous on one end.
Mm.
Okay.
So the gefufim is on one side, not on the other side. Is that what you're saying?
From one direction, you see gefufim one direction, you
know.
Right. Okay. There's a little called Tzorcho. B'em soyi, filo hu'im hu'gadol harbe. So they made an Eruv Chatzeres. So they're allowed to carry in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as they're concerned, the middle is enclosed because they have these. They look at the middle from the vantage point of the chitzen, and you see walls. Empty space in the middle, and there's walls on the sides. Right. So they can carry. So as far as they're concerned, there's three people. There's them called Tzorchom, B'em Soya Filiim Hugadol Harbe. So all three are able to use the middle section. It's like all three are living in the middle section. You have three people together in the middle section. So it's a shiur. You can make it as big as you want. So once you give the middle section the status of shiura, because all three are able to use that area. So this is like the extension of the shiura concept. Here's a picture. Here's a picture over here. So, so the guy standing here,
he sees walls.
He has walls on both sides. The guy standing here has walls on both sides. The guy standing here doesn't see any walls. So if you would make the wall, like the way you drew the picture, this extends beyond it. Because if the wall would be here, that we saw it last time, so then this wall would be mounted to the middle section.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's a wall right here, that acts as the shoulder. So even though standing inside, it's totally smooth, standing from here, I see that the middle section does have walls. It has a wall here and a wall here. So they drew the picture specifically where the wall went behind. So there are no walls to the middle section. but this fellow, he's standing in the area which is enclosed because he has on all sides, and so is this guy. But what we're being mechadish to them, using the middle area is not a problem because that is an extension of his area which is enclosed as far as he's concerned. So A can use B, Gimel can use B, Bays directly would have a problem here and here, but since all three now are allowed in this area, so this area becomes, well, and we'll see the case was this opening was less than 10 amps, so it wasn't considered a pirtza condition. So since this area is less than 10 amps, seeing it's fully open, it's open to areas where there's heter to carry. Alb is allowed to carry and Gimel is allowed to carry. So we deal with if all three can use this area. So now you're allowed to make it as big as you want, and then this looks like, this is the, then dealt with as the extension of this. Make sense? Okay, came in the middle. Okay.
This dish can either be roasted, can even be pickled.
V'yeh Sherman. Comes a second opinion. It says shekitzonim ainu mutarim el ad susayim. This area is only mutar if it's up to the size of susayim, not when it's large. If one of these two outer ones is the more than base susayim, so that you can't carry here. Well, then this is totally porous to an area where you can't carry. And we had before, if it's something that's totally porous to an area you can't carry, you can't carry here either. One of the two is the more sasayim. Gamam soya, so the middle one's also a shreyu poritz b'moyu. It's totally open up one side to an area of Isser. Yeah. Okay, that's scenario number one. Okay, that's scenario number one. So that's this picture. So he's standing in the, over here, it's totally open. From here to here is totally open. Guy standing in this section, so he sees open, but he sees extension of walls beyond it. So as far as he's concerned, this area, he has walls on all sides. This fellow only have walls on three sides. Totally open in one direction. So in that situation, they're totally open, them side to the middle one. The middle one has extensions beyond it. Again, there's one person in each one of the three areas. And that's in the call echo ella ad base sign. Excuse me, ella base sign. So number one can't use area number two, neither can number three. So this fellow we deal with as a yachid. A yachid can't use an area more than a society. Doesn't have the head of a shiur of three people together that you can make it as big as you want. Because Aleph and Gimel can't be mitzarif with Bays to use the area of Bays. Because as far as they're concerned, it's totally open. So come on, there's only one person who can use the middle one. So he has the makrit of a shiur based society to be able to carry it. Fine. Now this one is more the base of sign, and this one is equal or less. Oh, this is totally porous to this. This is porous to that. This is an area of the Osir. No, because this, as far as this guy's concerned, this is there's walls here. So he doesn't look at this as totally open. So it's more than the basis of time. That's your headache, but I'm in an area which is enclosed. And I'm independent of you. So in that situation, only that one is Osir. So this one will be Osir. The middle one's Mutter. Mainly the other one, is he doesn't have that size, is also Mutter.
Doesn't have what size?
Size. Base of size. More than Beis Hassan. But however, if the middle one is more than Beis Hassan, see, though it has walls, doesn't help, it's not hooked up with Dira, you can't carry here. Well, now I have the two outer ones, which are totally open to the middle one. Now we had a rule of something that's porous from Loya to Makam Isser, you can't carry it there either. So the Gamma Chizanam Asurim Shreihem Prutzim the Makam Asulam. Okay.
It's
totally, this area will be totally open to section B. Section A is totally open into section B, which is totally open into section C. Okay.
The entire
belt can be moved if you serve the Tamir. There's one person in Aleph, one person in Gimel. There's two people in the middle section.
They're excluded. Or the
Shaila Water. Or there's one guy in the middle. There's two. There's two on the two outer sides. So there'll be two in, where Olive is, two where Gimel is, and one where Beis is. Either one. So there's no Sheikh, it's only called Tzorcha.
Two where Olive is, or one where Beis is, and one where Gimel?
No. Two here, one here, or two here, one here, one here. Okay. So now the Sheikh Hitzonim called Tzorcha. The Chashiva Koma, the Remsoi, Kilo, who be Hitzonim. This is going back on which case?
And that's the shot over here. Why you can't rely on the road? Because year one, because you were Kilo, when you were an Onex on the tree. Year two, you established the pattern of the beach. You're just careless. That makes sure that you're shaved. So you died from sitting at an argue last time, though. Many over there, the piece of the inner person has. When you're over here, you're okay.
Hey, uncover it. What's going on in this case?
Leaving out
Tasha
for the people. There, you were
let's go back on this case. Since this is totally open into here, so this is like become second. We say whatever is here is it's if it's here. So I have three people here. So I'm allowed to make the area of a shiur, which you can carry as much as you want. So this person, caravan. So this person, we did yesterday. So the area over here is totally open. This area, so it's like it's subordinate to this area. So a person is here as if he's here. Or two people here, one person here, it's like they're here. Or they go maybe the other way. But they can use that area. Okay. Keep the hope of this case. The man of the wrong warden. It's all talking about that the opening is not more than 10 amos. So that's like a doorway, so it's not considered that it's totally, the walls are but. The MK, because it had been 10 amos, however they appeared, so Amagufofim is a surah. So if this gap over here is more than 10 amis, this is totally porous. It's like this is missing part of its wall, because that's Mechal not a Shaykh with being a Pesach. And now this is porous Bimloya. It's in this area.
You may not do
every question. Yeah. Right. So this is totally open. Now this is totally open to Makom, which is also for it to carry. Yeah. Once it becomes also, so now this is opened out into this area, which is us. So even the case, the outside ones which are going to go far from it, are going to be also. Because of Shekosle Kitana, Nelson Gdolo.
There are numerous apartments connected to it. It is one
Rishon Yom. However, so now he adds as the Kinesh. The case has to be that the walls of the Katana extended into the Gdola. He has a picture, and you have the picture in the bottom somewhere over there. He has a Kazan in the Mishabur. Yeah, you have it. You should have it also. Picture on the bottom. You've been gypped.
I have the pictures in the back.
He draws a picture over here. You see that the wall extends. The middle one's wall extends into the Gdala ones.
Right.
Because had it been flush, then this would be the shoulders. The middle one would be able to carry. Right, we had that idea before. You got that? If this is not extended in,
yeah,
it'd be flush. So these would act as walls for the middle section that we had before. Okay. The case was the Kosek Tana, Nichnasim L'Gdoyla. They're not flush. And Kosek Tana, Muflogim Shosh Tvachim, because the Erech L'Gdoyla. If the gap in this spot is less than 3 Tvachim, it's considered a Lavud. And the wall of Katana continues into the wall of the Gdala. So it's one long extension of a wall. Even though it's further out, plus the 3 Tfachim, it's like it's lava, and it's like this is all one long extension now.
It's less than 3 Tfachim from this point to the end of the other one?
From the shoulder is less than 3 Tfachim wide. It's more than 3 Tvachim wide, because had it been 3 Tvachim, less than 3 Tvachim, then it's lava. So instead of the wall halachically ending here, since this is within the outer one is with 3 Tvachim to the inner one, we look at it, this is all an extension of this.
Right?
Yeah.
If it would have been less than 3.
It'd be less than 3. We love it. So this wall now becomes extension of this wall. This and this are love with each other.
Uh-huh.
So this now is all part of this.
So it would have been one long middle area then.
We look at it as if it's one long middle area. If it was lavud, this doesn't end here halachically. These walls would extend it all the way to here. But we'll see. Those are serious hagadol ala katana. Okay. Well, in this situation, the katana is now extending into the gadarla, but he doesn't really have that area that he has the right to carry in there. So now the gadarla, the katana is overreaching into the gadarla, an area where he's not allowed to overreach, he loses his right to carry. And the Kabbalah Simon Shin 9 Dalts of Gimel. Dimlokay and Harbele near Mibakut, Shabbifnim. Medina Mishum Lech, he now explains why. Because if it's flush, so this will act like a lechi for it. Means it'll act like a shoulder. It's like it's all one section. So we deal with it as if each one, is like its own area, not connected. So that each only gets base assigned, three different areas. Each one has its own walls. We would look at it, if it be flush, we would look at it as if there's a wall here, totally. There's a wall here, totally. So it's three mamas separate sections. But each one only gets its base off. It's closed off. Like there's no opening. Each one gets two base saw, and if his area is more than base saw, he can't carry. Yeah. One of the more complicated systems which has so far.
Okay. I've seen a stick figure diagram.
Mr. Burr, he says Kazet. Mr. Burr says Kazet. So it was a picture that Mr. Burr made. Okay. Get out. You didn't kill that appearance, so keep him in Mechitza Grua. The case was that the walls were not full walls, because not full walls get this limitation of base assignment. It's a hook of the dira, because he's living here for Shabbos. But we said it's a valve that even though it's hook of the dira, because you're going to live there for Shabbos, but since the Mechitzas were not full bona fide Mechitzas, you didn't have the shasi and the Erev, you only had one or the other. So we saw in Sifal, if the law is in that situation, you have a limitation of Beis Saw again. Okay, I'm sorry, Katzer Kazet. That's picture number, that's first picture. The middle one is smaller, is more narrow.
He gave me the picture. What? He put it inside. It wasn't on the bottom. It was in there.
Oh.
That's why we couldn't find it.
Cool. It's interesting. Okay.
I didn't get ripped off.
Okay, good. We're worried about that.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
A little bit in. Does that make a difference?
Yes, the fact that it's a little bit in is very important.
Well, no, but
it's a little bit in.
These are more in. He has, in that image, it's in also, but not as much. These don't come in.
As long as it goes in something.
A little bit. I'm not sure.
Give it 12. Okay. Gadol Harbe. So he said that, and that's it. In situation number one, so the outer ones are able to use as much as they need. You have to base the sign. Why? Shanaroyim, sure, ain't the mechitza laksos beinom leveinom leveinom. As far as the middle section is concerned, there's nothing stopping the outer guy to go to the middle guy because it's totally open. Had there been walls here, so say what? Each section bays is separate from section out. But there's no walls here. So Aleph has total access to bays. Yeah? I know it's usually something that tastes good. Thank you. It's good. Thank you very much. There's nothing blocking the access that Aleph has to base, because it's totally open. From Aleph to base, it's totally open. Base can't block Aleph, in other words. No, but had they been flush, so then Beis has walls. So Beis is like it's closed off. Then there's no access from Aleph to Beis. That's what you have to say. That was what we said at the end, that it has to extend in. Otherwise, if it's flush, these will act like walls for Beis. Beis is closed, then Aleph has no access to Beis. So each one only gets Beis saw. So since Aleph and Gimel can join Beis,
So it's like you have three people in the middle. Three people in the middle gets the number of shiara, which you can make your areas because you want. Like we had a Sefal. Tesvav. Yesharm. No. No, Tesvav. That is the son of a not much on the basis of sign. We pass like the first sheet. And they will only have out to Messiah. So as far as this opinion says, listen, it says that's very nice that A is total act, B can't prevent access to A because B has no wall. But as far as A is concerned, it has gefufim, so it's a separate section from B. So it's a separate section, it only has it's three separate sections. So male, it only has base sign. Now, if Aleph has more than the base of Sayim, so Aleph becomes also to carry. Beis is totally open to Aleph, so it's parts of the lawyer, so it can't carry Beis either. But that will not ask for Gimel, because Gimel still has its own Gifufim. He's not totally open. Gimel is not totally open to Beis. Gimel has something set off not to be totally connected to Beis. So Gimel is a separate entity and Gimel's mutter.
Mutter to Tiz area.
Tiz area to carry as long as his area is less than Beis Hasayim. Yod Ches. Is the second scenario. If they're prutzim bimluyom, because that's base, number two, where the middle one is wider than the outer ones. The outer ones. Now, there's a mistake in that picture. There was no wall in the area where the outer ones meet the inner one. This wall, there should be a wall there. There's no wall in here?
One doesn't have that.
Good. This one does. That's a mistake. You have without walls, I hope.
This one?
Yeah. Yes. That's good, yeah. This one's wrong. This picture, I mean, they have it right. Extends in, it's totally open. I guess they relied on this picture. Okay. The middle one is wider than the two outer ones. So in that situation, so each one only gets based on time. But you can't say, well, we have three people here, because Aleph and Gimel can join Beis in the middle. Why? Beis is clearly distinct from Aleph and Gimel because it's wider than them, so it's distinct and it's set off from them. It's its own distinct area, which is not their makom. He can join Aleph or Gimel, but they're totally open to him, so he has full access into them. He's living with A or with the Aleph or with Gimel. It's only two people. So Beis can join Aleph or Beis can join Gimel, but Aleph and Gimel can't join Beis, so you don't have three people together. So, each one only gets these two, they only get, you know, three people, each one only gets based on time. The middle one also.
The two parts that are going on.
like this. Do these have to be within 10 hours of each other? Or are they with a specific guy within 10 hours? Right here.
Which case?
These parts are here. This is more or less than 10 hours.
If they were perfectly parallel to each other, and there were 10 amas, a gap of 10 amas or less, so that'd be like a wall there. I guess so. Interesting question. I'm not sure. I hear you saying it's a good question. So if the outer one is more than base of Messiah, so Aleph can't carry, because his area, which is his area, is more than base of Messiah. So, but that won't answer base, because base is a distinct entity from Aleph. Right? And base is not totally opened out into Aleph, it's separate and distinct from Aleph. So if Aleph can't carry, it doesn't affect Beis. So then Gimel for sure is no shakras to Aleph.
Not to the bad people who forgot about it.
They couldn't have gone all together before Shabbos in the middle and created and then had the status of a Shaira?
Well, they didn't. They each one set up their area to live separately. If there's two people living in the middle one and one in the outer ones, or two in the outer one and one in the middle one, so now if there's two in the middle and you tell me Aleph can join Beis, so now you have three. In this case the Aleph can join the Beis, and there's two people here, so you have three people. This becomes now a Shiur.
Why do you have three there?
Let's take another round. We're going in this case. If you would have two people living here, one person here. So he's able to join them, we said, but they can't join him. But if he can join them, now there's three people. So now they can make this area as big as they want.
That can happen on Shabbos. Status can change on Shabbos.
Well, it doesn't change on Shabbos, but at the beginning of Shabbos, he has access. He has full. They're totally open. They're not blocking him from coming in. So he'd be able to join them. So if we give it a status of being a Shabbos, this area belongs to three people. Three people are using this area. Or the other way around.
What happens on the Gimel then? To that area, is that off limits stuff?
Well, it depends how many are in Gimel. Theoretically, if there's two here, so Beis can join Gimel also.
And then which area becomes Matir? Gimel and Beis?
So then Aleph and Gimel become, let's say there's only one here. There's two in Aleph, one in Beis, one in Gimel. So Beis joining Gimel doesn't help. There's only two people. Beis joining Aleph gives you three people. So Aleph can be as big as it wants.
So then Gimel can join after that point. Remember you said that case with four people, so it was 2-1-1. So the guy in the middle joins those two, so then they can make the whole thing.
No, it makes Aleph mutter as big as you want.
This last person can join anyway, no?
No, because Beis can join him, but he can't join Beis because he's distinct from Beis. Beis is distinct from Gimel.
But I thought by Beis moving into Aleph and creating the three therefore makes the whole Makom mutter.
No, it makes as much Makom as they share mutter. So Beis and Aleph share Beis and Aleph. They don't share Beis and Gimel. So I tell you this. So if you had there was one in the outer ones and two in the middle, or two in the outer ones and one in the middle, so then if that was the case, so now you have three. If you have two in the middle, whole one here, the two in the middle can join here, the two in the middle can join here, so you have like you have three in both outer sides. Two here and one here, he can join here, and two here and one, two here, he can join here. So if I, again,
so five people total?
That'd be five people total.
And therefore,
so everything's more. Hashimi, commercial, be honest, the family elbows are cutting you down. Kila Huba Kitsana. So I'm in call Ethanet Bechitsani. The middle one joins the outer ones.
Why is that different? Why is that different than the case where there was two? Where it was 2-1-1.
2-1-1. The one can join the two.
Right.
But the one, if he joins the one, you still have enough. You need three people to create a head.
But even when... Okay, and then 2-1-2.
So then the one in the middle could join here, or he could join here. Either way, you now have three people in the outer ones.
But once, but the previous case, even if you had three in the outer one, that doesn't matter the whole makom, you said.
Right, it's matter each one distinctly, independently. Then I can now carry more than the base aside.
So if you have 2-1-2.
So then the middle one, the middle one never had a limit anyway.
Either one, and so, therefore the whole makom is mutter?
Therefore, he can join these two, and this now is a group of three, which can get as much as you want. Or you can join here, this is a group of three, you can get as much as you want.
But the,
it's two separate actions.
But the two here cannot go all the way over to the other two.
That's not their issue. Their issue is I want to make my area large enough to carry as much as I want. Well, now I'm a group of three, I can make my area as big as I want.
But the case of 2-1-1, it seems like the case of 2-1-1 should be very similar to the case of 2-1-2, because by 2-1-1, we said that if the guy in the middle goes over to 2, so they become 3, therefore this section and the middle section become shared.
They become shared. The point is, now that there's a group of 3, this section, which was before was limited to base of time, they can make it as big as they want. Because there's 3 people here. It's not the point that the areas become one. If this group becomes one group,
okay.
Now they can make the area as big as they want.
Okay.
Right? Now, so the outer one gets 3. It has 3, and now you can make the outer one as big as you want. But the middle one, he doesn't have 3 in the middle one. He only has 1 in the middle one, because they can't join him. So he's still limited to base of sign. According to the. Okay? Because they can't join him. He's a distinct from them. But, this is all according to the Yesh Arimrim that the.
The second one has also.
We look at the distinct section. We said before in the first case, Aleph being distinct with access to Beis. So since Aleph and Gimel have access to Beis, Beis can be as big as you want. But the Asherim said that still Aleph is still limited to Beis, has to Beis aside. The fact that you can make Gimel Beis as big as you want, because both Aleph and Gimel can join to Beis, right? Was Matur Beis, but not Aleph and Gimel. So we're also, you can make this guy can join them, the two over here, and now you can make Aleph as big as you want, but it does not Matur Beis to be big.
The first one doesn't count. The Aralacha says that the Yeshamrim doesn't apply in this case.
Well, a second. I will the day of Rishoyna. Kishem Shach Yitzoynim Nasim Shom Chotzelim Soy. Kemen Yenin Nasim Soy Kichotzelim Yitzoynos Rishoy Gamboy Kotzorcha. Now he comes along and he says, like you said, what we said over here, that Beis can be as big as his one, and we look at Aleph and Gimel is now just extensions of Beis. Well, once you say that, I can do it the other way around. Aleph can be as big as you want, and Beis can be an extension of Aleph. So Beis can be also as big as you want. That's according to the first opinion in that case over there. Okay. Okay. The Bir Locha is saying that the din of the Shulchan Aruch over here, that the first point of the Shulchan Aruch, that you limit them, each only gets basic time. Even the first opinion in case one, the first opinion was Matarit. So the Bir Locha is saying in case two, even the first opinion agrees that it's awesome. This is a Kuli Alma, that it's a problem. It's not an extension of the Yesh Armor. That is, we said in case one, some say it's mutter, some say it's us. Then we said in this case it's us. So is that opinion number two? Continuing? No. That's a new thought. Everybody agrees it's a problem. But this limitation we're saying at the end, according to the first opinion in case one, we would get a heter for the middle one also. Okay. Now, if the openings are more than 10, how will they appear? Whatever. How will they appear to the Gamma Kafafi Masur? What's this going back on? Koya Had Isiliel. This is going back on case number one. The Msoi was Magufa. Okay? So the Msoi was larger than no. It's going back in case. It's going back in case two. The middle section was larger than the outer sections. So it's distinct, right? The outer one was more than base of sign. So we said until now, the lachas, the outer one is aser, the hu neser, tamakuf of mutter. But the middle one, which is distinct, is mutter. But if you tell me the opening is more than 10, that the opening from the middle one to the outer was more than 10, it has an opening, which is a pirtza, to a makom iser. Well, so the kamar, the im, hoya pirtza yersim yeser, he's bound the shem of mechitza me'am magufav, melagam a magufav aser, vine beer law. So, if this is more than base of Sayyim, I said, well, this is distinct and it's mutter. But if this opening over here is more than 10, so base has a big hole in its wall. So that's mevatel this wall. So now it's about this wall. You have an area which is open to this area, which is more than base of Sayyim, and you got, so it's like one big area without head. Because you could slay Kaya Had the Kaz of Liel, Avim Echemichitzadim. That which he said, and there's two guys in the middle. What's he saying? If the walls are going in, like I told you, the walls extended in. If the walls wouldn't extend in, then we'll say the middle, the then we look at like the, in case one, base has walls, and in case two, Aleph has walls, it wouldn't extend. Thank you. if this wasn't sticking in, it was flat. So we would look, because there's an extension beyond it, we look, it's like there's a wall here. Or there's a wall here. So Bezos now has walls. It's not open. Over here, Aleph has walls. It's not open. And we flog him. There's a gap between the walls of this area over here is more than three talking law. Because if you don't say that, it's a case of nirvim mechus or shavim ifnim. And the gedolah would ask the ketana. Tevis elo atevis sif gimel mukav b'sechah shulchan aruch shel oil shabbos. So these words from the Ozer Seres Hagdol Al Ketana, the Im Loike, tell the words the Im Loike. Those the five words plus the and the Kamon Simon Shinai and Dal Sif Gimel, the eleven words over there, he takes all of that out because the Im Loike is really explaining what we just said. And so that Ozer Seres looks like it's like extra, like saying it has to be that they're extending because they're not extending. No. That's what it should read. He's right. If you could explain without taking them out, if you have a smaller chotzer next to a bigger chotzer, so the smaller chotzer is totally open to the bigger one, the bigger one extends beyond the smaller one. That's this case. There's the chotzeris. So they didn't make a Ruben Chatzeris to the two Chatzeris, right? So the Gedolah said, "Listen, I'm not connected. I have a wall between us because I have extra wall on the ends. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm closed. So even though I don't have Ruben Chatzeris with you, I'm my own Chatzer and I can carry." The middle guy, the small one, says, "I'm totally open to the big one. So as far as I'm concerned, it's one big area, and I am not more with him. So I can't carry." So the law is the Gedolah asks the Ketana. That's the din over there. Later. That's the din in Shinai and Dal. You follow what I'm saying? Right. David the Gedolah says the Ketana. Barak boy from Zay can't demyaneinu. That's only if the walls of the Ketana don't extend in. Because the walls of the Ketana extend in. Where the walls of the Ketana, it's only when the walls of the Ketana extend in. Because they don't extend in, the outer walls, the outer extensions act like the lechi for the inner one, and the inner one's closed. So both are closed. Right? We had this before. That's called Nibakhuchav Ifnin. The Hanash Kshayim is Besecha Gedolah, Nir Shinishruk Saskai is Besecha Ketana. When you're sending the larger one, you see the walls of the, you see walls around the smaller one. Vahadah Kshayim Besecha Ketana, even though you're sending the smaller one, and a Gafuvim there, you don't see those extensions because they're around the corner. We deal with as if the kfufim take care of the ketana. That's one way. Remain main kosle a gedolah main kosle ketana rak pachas m'shlosh tzvachim. Also, in love of habu kli kusasum ak say kosle ketana. So it's like it's all one wall. Can a rak kfufim near mechutz mahani afet ketana? So the kfufim help the ketana. Now lechi and shaykh lin yonenu. That's over there. The gabbidin of kotzer. As what's the loymer? The gemara lin yon lechi kaim alon. Taf the shabim ifnim. In a case where it's totally smooth inside. Kim shenir b'machutz nin mishum lechi. We count this lechi beyond it as like a lechi. Kaim lin yonenu. Taf the ayim b'sech ketana near kaparitz b'maloi. Even though it looks like it's open. So the ketana now has gefufim. The ketana is now closed. So now we have three distinct areas. So each one gets based aside. There's no way to connect them and make it work. Okay. Yeah. You know what?